Welcome to the first episode of The Brand Journalist. I'm Kendra Rainey, your host. So, who am I? I'm a writer, a brand strategist, a content strategist, and editorial director and partner at Edgar Allen, which is a slightly spookily named digital design firm in Atlanta, Georgia. For the past, we'll say, couple economic downturns, I have spent most of my time making companies and their products sound like delightful friends and value-affirming unicorns that you'd be happy to fork over your hard-earned cash to. And since I'm a writer, for me, that involves creating content. The thing is, I hate the word content. To me, that one little word turns well-thought communication, which, if you've ever read a book or seen a TED Talk or cried your eyes out during NPR StoryCorps, you know is powerful stuff. Something that can change minds and transport people to places they'll never go and help them understand things they'll never get firsthand experience with. And of course, make them want things and buy them. Content, however, is what people like me, people who run agencies and write words for brands at hourly rates, tap out and package up into a CRM or 500 words of a blog and manage to make pretty blah and definitely not beautiful or surprising. So what I've noticed over my career is that we've all made storytelling our god. But the output of that really lovely goal is often something a whole lot less exciting. It's content, not story. And an elegant one-way barfing up of information that's entirely commoditized and therefore perceived as cheap and, gosh bless it, everywhere. 10 ways to do this thing everyone pretty much already knows how to do. Why this thing you thought was good really isn't. Oh my God, how could we be saying this thing that is entirely unrelated to the rest of the 550 words behind this headline? Do you need a thing you probably don't need, but you're going to wonder about it now anyway? Sure you do. Click. No more, my writers, my strategists, no more. We're taking content back. I know we can do so much better than this, and that's what this podcast is about. If you stick with me over the next few months, we're going to talk about how to do better. And that, among other things, involves knowing the rules of the content marketing game so we can use them in different ways and even break them. Having a good grasp on what brand really is and what it can mean and inspire when it's done really well. It involves looking toward people who write other things and communicate in other ways to help us brush up on our writing skills. And it's about thinking deeply about what great brand communication can do when it meets the right people in just the right way. And over top of all that, I think when we start to look at what we content strategists and copywriters and marketing writers do differently, we'll think differently about our jobs, our craft, and our purpose as creative people. Bottom line here, I've got more than a decade into this creativity for hire gig and a bunch more years to go, my financial planner tells me, and I don't aspire to write listicles or endlessly guess what a client in a complicated industry might want me to talk about on their behalf. I don't want to write online articles that I know aren't going to mean much to the people my client wants to read them and then have to do it anyway. I want to write with meaning and beauty, with narrative and emotion, without jargon and meaningless technical chatter. I want to be more journalist for brands than content creator for clicks. And I bet you do too. Whether you've just got your first job managing a social account for a cute little startup, welcome you, or you cut your teeth writing corporate communications for a global B2B and are just now crossing over into digital and wondering what the holy hell is going on over there, I see you too. So here's what we're going to do. Once a week for the next 10 weeks, I'm going to be here on your podcast app with 5 or 6 minutes worth of something important I've learned about writing for countries and startups and Fortune 500 businesses. Insight about both helping run a small agency and a couple decade-long freelance career. And I'll have tips and hacks to help you write more meaningfully and think more creatively about strategy so you can build brands and write content, or whatever you want to call it, that doesn't suck. By the way, this is a perfect little listening session for a commute much less hellish than the one I have here in Atlanta. I think it'd be great for a mid-afternoon walk to the coffee shop or that dead space between your 1:30 that ended early and that 2:30 with the client who can never seem to get the video conference to work right. So please subscribe to The Brand Journalist on your podcast app of choice, and we'll get going killing content and helping us all turn into the marketing and creative industry writers we really want to be. And I want to hear from you too. Send me an email with your ideas about what you'd like to hear me talk about here to thebrandjournalist@edgarallen.com. Note that Edgar Allen is spelled E-D-G-A-R-A-L-L-A-N.com. and talk to you next week.